we are entering the third full week of the crisis involving RTE and its failure to tell the truth about the pay of its highest paid presenter, Ryan Tuberty. He was paid €345,000 more than RTE said he was over a 6-year period from 2017, including €225,000 from 2020 to 2022. It still has not been established who made the decision not to tell the Oireachtas and the public the truth about his actual salary or why that decision was made. In the 3 weeks since the story broke, details of spending amounting to hundreds of thousands of euro by RTE for commercial clients and certain staff have been revealed to Tú Dáil and Oireachtas committees. All of this has led to severe criticism of the management and governance at the national broadcaster. It is the most serious crisis ever faced by RTE, and its very future is being questioned. Two separate government-ordered inquiries into its culture and governance will get underway soon, and a government-appointed forensic auditor will soon be sent in to investigate its finances. So that is the context in which the person who hopes to begin the process of ending the crisis takes up his new role today. Kevin Backhurst was appointed Director General earlier this year, before any of this was public knowledge. Within the past few minutes, he has sent staff a detailed email outlining his immediate plans for the broadcaster. We're joined by Brian O'Donovan, our work and technology correspondent, who has been reporting on this crisis in RTE from the outset. Brian, thanks for being with us this morning. We got this email bang on 7 o'clock. The headline is that he's standing down the RTE executive board today. Will you take us through the rest of the email and what he's saying?
Yeah, absolutely. So he begins by saying it's an honour to take up the position today as Director General. Then he goes on to say that he has been appalled by recent events and the impact that these have had on the public perception of RTE. He said he looks forward to working with Seán Éireathaily and the RTE board as they collectively set out to rebuild trust in the organisation. He then goes on to outline 4 significant changes, and I'll take you through them one by one. The first one is the interim leadership team. He says he is standing down the executive board of RTE today. Now, people may remember over the last few weeks we've been talking about 2 boards. There's the overall board chaired by Seán Éireathaily, that's in charge of strategy and the overarching principles of RTE, but then the day-to-day management was run by the executive board. That will now be stood down. It will be replaced with a temporary interim leadership team which will continue running the organisation. Kevin Backhurst in his statement this morning says in due course there will be a new permanent leadership team. I want to underline that RTE, under my leadership and that of the reconstituted interim leadership team, will be an organisation dedicated to working closely with you, he said. Now, he said it will take time and there's much at stake. He said they'll share details of the interim leadership team later today. He said, however, in advance of that, he can confirm that RTE will publish the salaries of the executive permanent interim leadership team, along with the earnings of RTE's top 10 highest paid presenter in RTE's annual report every year, starting with the annual report of 2023. And on this section, in terms of the leadership team, he ends that section of his statement by paying tribute to Rory Coveney, who people would have seen in the headlines, resigned from RTE yesterday.
Brian, the next area that he focuses on is the financial review, and he's made decisions there as well about who will make the decisions on financial matters.
He has, yeah, and on this section he begins by saying that while RTE has robust processes and rigorous oversight in parts of the organisation, issues have arisen in relation to this barter account that we've been hearing so much about over the last few weeks and a number of associated transaction payments, fees to certain contractors, negotiations with agents, the processes around certain decisions. He said these have highlighted gaps in the processes and procedures which have caused considerable harm. He said that from today, all significant decisions will be agreed by the whole of the interim leadership team, and a record of discussions leading to these decisions will be compiled. Kevin Backhurst writes, there can be no repeat of the siloed and at times secretive decision making that have been at the root of the shameful events of the past week. As custodians of public money, he said, our financial integrity must be on a par with our editorial integrity. So very strong words there, speaking about secretive and the harm that it has caused and the shameful events that we've seen over the last few weeks.
Cultural change then, Brian.
Yeah, so he says, for all of this to happen, the culture in RTE needs to change from the top right down to the bottom. He said RTE needs to be quickly and meaningfully involved into an organisation focused on people and the public we serve. And of course, throughout all of this, there's been such a focus on the staff, such anger from the staff, and so many things emerging. While we had these headline figures of presenters getting paid X, Y, and Z, you had the ordinary staff coming out and giving their stories and expressing their frustrations and their anger. So on that regard, Kevin Backhurst writes that from today, notwithstanding processes already underway and reviews announced by Minister Martin, he will work with the head of HR, Emer Cusack, to coordinate a review of roles and grades, pay and gender equality. And this will look at how, what and when we communicate more fully with you and how we involve you, referring to the staff, in the decisions we make. Included in all of this will be the development of a staff consultation group to meet regularly with me and other members of the leadership group, and a comprehensive employee survey. And then the fourth and final one, just to bring you, because it's linked, it's all to do with staff. This is going to be a register of interests. So Kevin Backhurst writes that as part of his commitment to increase openness and transparency, he's expediting the establishment of a register of interests for staff and contractors in consultation with the trade union group at RTE. He said he has asked RTE's Freedom of Information Officer to take the lead in a scoping out of this important process and to look at RTE's legal obligations, as well as the operation of registers and declarations of interest in the civil service and in broadcasters internationally. And just a final note on this register of interest, he said, the acting interim director general, Adrian Lynch, has written to all relevant line managers in RTE seeking clarification on any potential breaches of RTE's journalism and content guidelines, and meetings are underway in this regard.
So he says these are the major announcements for today. More will follow in the days and weeks ahead, and he will keep staff fully informed. I don't know if you've seen the statement from the board. This is the board of governors, essentially the old RTE authority. Shunni Rahali issued a statement in the last few minutes welcoming these initiatives by Kevin Backhurst, and going into a little detail on them again, but welcoming the changes. She says they are the first steps in an ongoing process of change that will last for many, many months. This is indeed his first day, Kevin, and there's a big week coming up for RTE. So the focus is still very much on the present, on those payments to Ryan Tuberty, why they happened, who made them.
Yeah, absolutely. And the Taoiseach of the weekend was asked about the fact that Kevin Backhurst was going to be making this big statement this morning. And he said, well, that won't be the end of the matter. He said it will really be the beginning of a process. So I think we are looking at a beginning rather than an end here, and a beginning, of, as you say, of an incredibly busy week, unprecedented, really, because tomorrow, before two o'clock, this committee, the Media Committee and the Public Accounts Committee, we're going to see back-to-back appearances. Ryan Tuberty and his agent, Noel Kelly, will be appearing before those two committees for several hours. And yes, as you say, still lots of questions unanswered when it comes to this barter account arrangement, when it comes to the non-disclosure of salary payments to Ryan Tuberty over those years. Now, in correspondence to Ryan Tuberty and Noel Kelly, the Public Accounts Committee Chair Brian Stanley outlined a number of broad topics that the committee will be looking to cover. These will include details of the payments made to Ryan Tuberty between 2017 until now, details of the contractual relationships with RTE, including related payments and exit fees, and details of the agreement between Renault, this third-party external contractor that were involved in the so-called tripartite agreement, whereby this money was paid to Ryan Tuberty, but it was underwritten by RTE, and when Renault decided to no longer continue with this payment situation, RTE had underwritten, therefore they had to continue with those payments. So still lots of questions to be asked. So that's Tuesday, that's tomorrow. Then on Wednesday, there's a separate committee hearing that was going to happen anyway to do with the GAA Go app and RTE. They are due to appear before an Oireachtas committee hearing in that regard. Then on Thursday, the Public Accounts Committee will hold a further hearing that will hear from executives from RTE, including Kevin Backhurst, the new Director General, who we've been bringing you details of his statement of this morning.
And just finally, Brian, Rory Coveney resigned as Director of Strategy in RTE last night. He was part of the executive management. He has left RTE altogether. Do we know, will others, despite what Kevin Backhurst is saying, he's standing down the executive body today, will other resignations from posts in RTE, are any more expected?
We don't know that yet. And as you say, Kevin Backhurst saying that this is the start of the announcements he will be making. And on that interim leadership team, further details to come on that later on today. So in terms of personalities, in terms of names, we simply don't know. As you say, we got that statement last night from Rory Coveney. In his statement today, Kevin Backhurst making reference to Rory Coveney and thanking him for his service and paying tribute to him as he leaves the organisation. We're just going to have to wait and see. Look, this morning's statement from Kevin Backhurst, detailed, lengthy, but throughout it saying that message, and a message echoed by the Taoiseach as well, that this is the start. There will be more announcements to come. There will be more detail to follow on what is a very, very busy and crucial week for RTE. And certainly, judging by Kevin Backhurst's statement, more detail due to come today. Later on today, he said he will be meeting with the media, he will be meeting with staff, he will be having various discussions throughout the day and revealing further details of his plans. So perhaps at that point, we will get more details on whether or not there will be other departures from an executive board that, as of now, no longer exists.
Brian O'Donovan, thank you very much indeed. Kevin Backhurst will be interviewed live on the News at 1 this lunchtime.